Fanboys United. Comparing games so you don't have to.
I did the podcast with me, Christian.
Michael.
And Daniel.
No, he's not here. This is a robot.
Yeah. Kevin's not here. Daniel.
Oh yeah, Kevin's not here this time. Christian's here. Wait, Christian, you're here, right?
Yes.
Nope.
He's gone now. He had to leave. Dancing with Dinosaurs. He couldn't stop.
Oh, no, God damn it. There's no dinosaurs.
Yeah, Kevin's gone.
But there's ice, isn't there? There's ice.
Yeah, well, you know, the listeners, happy birthday. You probably not listen to this now since the power's off. So if you are, then you're magical. Or you're not following your birthday rules. It's Earth Day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. In like 3 hours.
Oh, crap.
8:30.
I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to put all my...
No, I'll score the environment.
Yeah. Turn all my... Okay, anyways, guys, we've got usual news today, mostly stuff from Gamers Development Conference, what we've been playing.
I've never heard
of
it.
Yeah, never heard of today, but no one really cares. what we've been playing versus today is Left 4 Dead Co-op versus Resident Evil 5 Co-op, which is the best co-op game where you shoot zombies in the face. Then we will do, I believe... Reviews? Oh yeah, I'll be reviewing Pokemon Platinum. Yeah, that's the one. That's the new one, this one. And Big Nose's pick, and then we'll all scramble to turn off our lights and beat some hippies. Okay, so Christian, why don't you start off with the big news, the big reveal at GDC, the big new thing.
I take it you're talking about one online?
Yes, the new super console killing service.
Yes, the console killing service. Well, OnLife is like... pretty much a giant streaming network. It's kind of a system, and the interface kind of works where you buy games and you stream them directly to your buy or rent games, and you stream them directly to your system, and you can play them right from there. There's no discs, there's no nothing, and it's apparently a pretty massive system.
Yeah, because apparently they like stuff their games in this giant server, and then all you have to buy is like this little like box thing, and then you're.
And it's magic.
Yeah, it's magic, and just like supposedly, like you, like I saw a person playing Crysis on a $700 computer, and like playing like, did you hear that snap?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Heard that. Daniel, snap for me just in case. That was an epic fail.
Can you hear that?
Okay. Stop snapping. Whatever. Snapping comes over. So yeah, like, so that's for like things that's supposed to replace console gaming because like there's no point going out to buy a disc if you can sit on your ass all day. And just stream is like, there was, Christian, you didn't see any loading times during the jet demonstration or anything, did you?
No, I didn't see any loading times. It was pretty much right through.
Yeah, and like, there was, graphics were amazing. I mean, this, like, there were no graphical dip or anything, Christian? Like, there was no...
not that you couldn't see. There might have been one. I didn't notice it personally.
Yeah. Daniel, what do you think of this online thing?
Well, I think it's pretty awesome. Makes getting games a lot easier. No more problems of... stores being sold out.
Unless, like, the server, like, craps out and, like, destroys. That's what I'm kind of worried about. Like, if the server explodes, then you lose everything. Because there's no, like, there's, like, everything is saved online. There's, like, the box you buy is just the streaming tool. Everything else is saved on the magical internet. And
if you exit your game, you can go back right to that point of the game.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, you're that
like take
like,
away
watch.
From like save points.
Yeah. So, and then also like the thing is, like, here's the second problem that I have, even though it looks cool and everything, is that like
it promotes laziness.
Why would that be bad? I would love that. Just well, then I'd be like, I grow fat. I grow fat.
Fatter.
Yeah.
Oh no.
Wait till I'm 40. Then all the cholesterol will hit me. Right now I'm as skinny as a. Let's not talk about that. Anyways.
Moving on.
Yeah, like, what was I saying about the problem? Oh, yeah, that,
online,
that like...
server exploding.
Yeah, server exploding. Like, the people who are signed up are only multi-platform developers, so Activision, Ubisoft, EA. There's no, like, Sony or Microsoft or Nintendo games, so there's kind of nope.
Well, they wouldn't sign their own death.
Yeah, that's a good...
They might, somehow. They're really stupid.
Microsoft.
It's too late for them.
Yeah, it's too late for them.
They may as well.
Yeah, I think Microsoft's screwed now because like they're fighting the console market with Sony and Nintendo, and now like before they could always fall back to PC gaming, right? And now that
not anymore, anymore bitches.
Five works on your computer or your TV. So, like, this is technically a console that works all around. So, you really just take this box and, like, throw it to your computer, it'll work. Then throw it on your TV, then it'll work. But...
No, but they're separate.
Are they?
The normal one is for your computer.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But you can buy a separate one that works just with your
TV. Oh, that's where they get you, huh?
Yeah.
Bastards.
Well, most people would only buy one, because most people are either console or PC gamers.
Yeah, that's true. And although, like, I hope if they stream RTS games and you're playing on TV, I hope it supports the mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, because RTS games without a mouse and keyboard, like, no offense to RTSs, you're great, but without a mouse and keyboard, it's pretty much terrible.
Yeah, we talked about this. Actually, we've been digging this throughout the entire...
pretty much every episode.
As we repeatedly say, especially with Halo Wars, but you should try, Christian, you should try the Red Alert 3 demo. It actually works, surprisingly.
Oh, yeah?
But it's still terrible.
What other good RTSs are there? I remember Gavin said it, but I wasn't paying attention.
You can probably mention Halo Wars, but that's because he was trying to piss me off, but... Okay, that's something that's supposed to replace console gaming. It comes out. It's supposed to. I'm actually pretty. I'm pretty mixed on this because.
2009?
Yeah, it comes out supposedly this holiday season. I'm actually pretty. Skeptical on it. I don't know. I mean, if it does everything it's supposed to do, then it will replace console gaming. If it pulls an Xbox 360 where, like, it breaks randomly and millions of people are screwed, then. Christian gets the last laugh.
Excellent.
Okay, so moving on. So number two. So at GDC isn't really an E3 where they show off new games, but game developers tell how they made these cool games. Pretty much boring crap. But one of our favorite game developers, Hideo Kojima, the father of the Metal Gear series, Zone of Ender.
Aja.
Daniel, why don't you tell what he mentioned at his end of his keynote?
Well, at the end of his keynote, he said he's working on a new game, so we assume it's a new Metal Gear Solid, and at the end, there's an image of Raiden. Is it Raiden?
Raiden, yeah.
Raiden. Yeah, Raiden.
Okay.
Cool-looking one. The one
every single Metal Gear Solid fan, gosh.
I'm a Metal Gear Solid fan, I don't care.
So there's rumors going around.
One with a sword.
The cool looking one that used to be a whiny bitch. Ninja. One that used to be a whiny bitch, then redeemed himself into a cool emo ninja.
Yeah, so there's been some rumors that the new game is going to be featured the main character as Raiden. Raiden.
So it's going to be like a hack and slash game?
Possibly.
Oh, I don't know. I think it'll kind of be like, the whole new popular thing where everything is streamlined, so you can do combat and then you can, like, hide in the shadows and then pop out of the shadows and kick ass.
Yeah.
But that'll be cool. I mean, any game that comes from Hideo Kojima, I'll play. Even if it's some, like, random crap, like the new Metal Gear iPod Touch game. I have to get that. I don't care. I know we got bad reviews. I have to get it.
Move on.
Yeah.
Let's come on.
Okay, so Christian, some Wii news for Wii fans, all three of you.
Wii news.
What?
One Wii news. Oh, wait. Zelda, right. Wait, no, that's... No, wait. What?
What you talking about?
Okay.
What you talking about?
The Wii storage problem's been fixed, apparently.
Oh, the storage problem, right.
There's a storage problem? What? Yeah, okay.
Apparently.
Yeah, well, apparently they're gonna let you buy, like, a card that's gonna give you 4 gigs of space for your Wii, considering it has, like, nothing right now, so that should kind of fix the problem. But you gotta buy it. It's not...
Yeah, it's not supposed to be 4 gigs. I was just randomly crapping a number out there. But it's supposed to be, like, it's already available now. It's the SD card. I forget the exact... There's so many cards out there that are, like, storage cards.
SD4794.
Whoa.
Did you actually just search that?
No, I just made up some random
numbers. Oh, okay. It's kind of professional there, Christian.
Yeah, it's good.
Although, I'm glad we cleared that up, or else people will be going around the store looking for a SD.
Do you have a 4-7 SD card? No. But I heard on this podcast that it's...
Oh my god.
Oh.
Anyways, yeah, so all two of you who have been complaining about getting DLC on your Wii, there you go.
It's been more than two.
You're right, I'm sorry, 2.5.
Kevin's a half person.
Yeah, he is. He sold his soul. Anyway, so that's something cool.
He didn't sell his soul. You sold your soul.
I bought his soul. It's different. But
and then I stole
it. And then Daniel just kind of realized it was worthless and threw it out. Anyways, they already offered this type of service using Guitar Hero 4. That's how they get DLC songs and custom songs in there, but not all the games do that. So, and Nintendo is really strict on their Wii rules, for example, that, believe it or not, Nintendo is actually very strict about releasing their Miis on games. Like, meaning, you know, like how Nintendo games are the only games out there, for some reason, that uses the Miis?
Yeah.
No other third-party game uses that, because they're very strict on that. They basically say, no, screw you.
Screw you.
Yeah, like only, I think only Guitar Hero was the only one that's done that using the free drum thing, but that was gay. But yeah, okay, enough of that. So, more GDC news, obviously, for you 360 fans, all 4 million plus of you in America. Daniel, why don't you release some Peter Maniel crap, or whatever.
Okay.
What?
Peter Maniel.
I don't care, he's crazy.
Okay, there's gonna be, for all you Fable 2 fans, downloadable some content.
There's gonna be some, what did you say?
Downloadable some content. Okay, yeah, so some downloadable content. I think, if I remember properly, it's called, like, Into the Future, something crazy like that.
Yeah, normally something you would come up with.
And so it's downloadable content, and it's also supposedly like kind of a preview and starting to lead into a new game of Fable 3.
Ooh.
So something for all you Fable fans to look forward to.
Yeah, but he's going to say that, like, he's probably going to pull what he did like with Fable 2. He's going to say, like, the game is finished. And then it comes out 2 years later. Did you hear about that? Like, in E3, a couple years back, when he said that Fable, he said, like, on a public assembly, he said that Fable 2 was finished, and then, like, oh, everyone was like, oh, wow, even though Xbox 360 isn't out yet, wow,
yes.
Just like, well, what I meant when it was finished is that I know the game, I'm making it, so.
It's finished in my
So yeah, like, don't believe anything from him unless it's actually concrete, like, it's actually, he's holding it in his hand, and dancing.
Showing.
The river dance with him. So, okay, so, moving on. So, relating to big, bold claims from gaming people, Capcom has said that their sequel to their famous zombie beat-em-up, Dead Chop Rising, Dead Rising to you normal people,
That was Chop to you drop.
No, that was the Wii one that sucked, like...
Stuff we're not allowed to say on the internet.
Don't swear!
There's nothing you're not allowed to say on the internet.
What are you talking about? It's the most trusted service in the whole world. Anyways, so the new Dead Rising coming 2010 is supposed to have the most characters on screen.
Yes.
Ever, supposedly. But they're using a new game engine or technology called Mental Mill, that's right, which will allow...
Sounds fun.
Which will allow developers to render or basically put a bunch of people on screen without graphical dip. So, you know how, like, Dynasty Warrior games have, like, 50 people on screen, but they look like pieces of crap with legs? This
literally,
like... But I'm not sure... They didn't mention anything about AI, so they could be, like, graphically amazing with a million people on screen, but they could all be, like, as smart as Kevin, so, you know...
Yeah, which pretty much means that the Uncharted AI is better.
Yeah, exactly. It's a humiliating game story with Kevin time. Did we talk about?
Yay!
So, you know, on the show we like talking about Kevin, what Kevin does in games, humiliating stuff. Okay. So,
now he's not here to defend.
Yeah, he's
no.
Well, not like going.
Not like it matters.
Yeah. he just goes. No, I always say this every time. Okay. Daniel, why don't you tell what Kevin's epic battle against a...
Look, kind of getting off track here. I don't think this is really
no,
important.
This is a tradition in the show. We'll make this quick. Okay, basically, I'll do it. I was playing... playing...
One word.
That's my line. Shut up. Kevin was... I'm watching Kevin play Uncharted. And he was in an epic battle against a single enemy AI. So there was this wall. And the AI runs behind the wall, and Kevin goes, oh, God, full smart. He starts going toward the edge of the wall and aims his gun. So he presumes that the AI is going to pop up out of the wall and he'll cap him in the face. But then when Kevin's sitting there, the AI flanks from behind him and kills him from behind. And Kevin just goes, what? How is that possible?
How is that possible? You have to be like an idiot.
You have to be
Come
Kevin
on.
To do that. So,
okay.
No,
AI even thanked me through the whole game. Oh, sorry about that.
So, another humiliating story from Kevin. Okay, so moving on.
With Kevin. Not from Kevin.
Yeah. Okay, so what's next? Okay, so actually on the topic Uncharted, Uncharted 2 got actually shown at Game Developers Conference. Naughty Dog was basically showing.
Gidge.
What?
It was leaked.
Oh yeah, it was leaked. Well, video footage was leaked. And it looks amazing. It looks, even though it's a
beautiful film.
It looks amazing. Even though it was filmed by a crappy camera, and it was, like, shaken, beaten.
That's how you can tell it's amazing.
And then put it on YouTube, and it still looks amazing. You know it's going to be kick-ass. Apparently, they showed, like, this amazing war-torn city, Tibet. It's Tibet, right, Daniel?
I think so.
And basically, yeah, some Asian.
Or just games and picking the randomest places to make them.
I don't know. It's addition. so yeah, I mean, it was a war-torn city. It showed some stealth mechanics, so they tried to be stealthy, but it didn't really work, and they ended up in a massive gunfight. What I can tell you, though, is that it looks better than Killzone 2. Bold words. I, like, heard Daniel suck the air around his mic and gasp.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Was that you, Christian? Someone sucked the air out of their area. Anyways. and then the animations are fantastic. Like, when you see Drake climbing on whales, you actually see his hand grip properly on those specific parts. Not when either, like, the hand just goes in the general area and you somehow magically grip it.
I love that.
Some other notes, enemies are slightly easier to kill. I noticed that when it only took a couple shots to take this one guy out, he didn't, like, have a giant blotch of ketchup known as blood in the game. It's like, he loses, like, literally, like, 15 liters of blood, and he just laughs it off. But in this one, he can take, takes two, three slugs to the chest, and he's dead in beautiful physics animation death. Another note, platforming's back. Obviously, it's the usual climbing, but it's the whole Uncharted feel in which you feel like you're not Lara Croft, you're not this magical, I don't know, magic running, jumping person. Like, you actually see this stuff.
You're not like the Prince of Persia guy. You're like an actual.
Yeah,
person.
Like, for example, when Drake was, like, jumping from, like, post to post, and he lands on, like, this motel sleaze sign. You see this?
Like,
yeah. So, like, started, like, bending down. It was really cool to watch. And also, he can survive point blank explosions.
That's cool.
I don't know.
What an awesome superpower!
Yeah. There's a point.
I want to
do it. In the game, he's supposed to, like, go to this point, and then it explodes, and he just flies back, and then he gets up, like, oh, I'm not going that way, and the cool, no one knows acting. Really cool to watch. I mean, this game got me salivating. That's a word, right, Christian?
Okay. God damn, yes, you already asked me
yeah,
this.
Yeah, right. So yeah, I mean, any notes about Uncharted 2 that you guys want to praise about or insult?
Not really. It looks great, and awesome, and good.
Yeah, I want it.
Always.
Like, do you think... What do you think they could change that the Uncharted 1 problems had? Like obviously they changed that, like, enemies are killed a little more realistically, but any other problems you guys had with it that they might hopefully fix in Uncharted 2?
Well, they have fixed one of the problems I had, where you really couldn't use your gun while you were climbing. Most of the time that wasn't really a problem, since you didn't really have to fight while you're platforming. They usually kept it separate. But a couple of times, it just got annoying, how you had to actually climb up.
Climbing up a vine, and you're getting, like, 50 pieces of bullets in your ass.
Okay, so now you can actually use your gun any time while you're climbing. So, yeah, they fixed that, though.
No, they didn't, did they? Mm. They had you could do it on the ledge, but you couldn't do it while climbing. That's right.
Yeah. La la. Also, do you think they'll go back to the whole, like, science fictional zombie creature things?
I don't know, that kind of ruined it.
Did it? Really?
I didn't know.
I liked it, too.
Like, it wasn't, like, really magical, but it was,
magical.
Like, just slightly, like...
I thought it was just out of place.
Well, have you seen any... I think...
It was like a good treasure hunting book.
Indiana
like,
Jones.
That nice
Indiana Jones.
At the end. Yeah, nice Indiana Jones kind of stuff.
Yeah, I actually did. I think they put it too much emphasis on the part in the when you're in the facility in the dark. That was a little
the bunker.
Yeah, the bunker.
That's an awesome level though. It's so awesome.
I know,
so
but cool. I think they put it just a little too long.
Too much.
Too much.
Love it.
But I love it when there's the mercenaries, the zombies, and you. That was
yeah. I like that better than just you against like the zombies.
I want to fight a Yeti. I cannot emphasize.
I want to fight a Yeti.
And
Michael's one dream in life, to fight a Yeti.
Hand-to-hand combat. No, but also, the game's supposed to be longer, but there's no mention on Sully or Elaine.
Any words on the melee combat?
No. It's supposed to be less clunky, apparently.
Well, it wasn't that bad. The only problem I had with it in the first game was, like, you'd go for, like, a really powerful punch, and you'd get shot halfway through it.
I know, but yeah. I hope they keep that Drake is a, he's not a Kung Fu master. I hope more fists to the crotch. I hope just more of that.
You're a real big Rorschach fan.
Yeah, I mean, ever since Watchmen, I demand more brutal hand-to-hand combat.
I demand it.
I want it. So, yeah. Okay, so, moving on. So, back to PS3. Killzone 2 patch. We've all been enjoying Killzone 2, obviously, right?
Killzone 2 patch.
Because just put me with all the patch now! Okay, so, the patch isn't out yet. The 1.21 is supposed to have the following. Increase points for body count, so you get more points when you play body count.
Oh, that's good. I know you get two now, don't you?
That's a perk. That's a perk, apparently. Yeah.
Really?
I have the
perk. I remember taking it.
Oh, because you suck. Anyways,
No, I don't remember, like, no, putting
get,
it on. It's
if
on.
You get
I'm
the
doing it, though.
Metal, you get 3 points for each kill and body count.
Oh, well, there you go. And also, they said, like, you notice...
So then why do you get more if it's already a perk?
No, you get more and more. Because, you know, when you notice when in games, when you auto-search a game, there's, like, you always end up in a 30-minute death body count match. You notice that, guys? Yeah, so they're not going to do that anymore.
I don't like that, the half-an-hour game like time. It's way
never
too
lasts half an hour.
I like the five-minute speed rounds of the different changing modes. That's fun.
Yeah. No, like, I mean, like, when the whole, like, to get your points, you have to play for half an hour.
Yeah, yeah.
It just is way too long.
Yeah, I like the Warzone thing where, like, you play 5-minute rounds of a capture the flag, then body count, then protect,
search and destroy,
then kill this guy.
Assassination.
That was fun.
I don't think you understand what I mean.
No, I don't think we do.
I mean, like, you know when you play a game, you have to wait till the end of the round to get your points?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I don't like
especially
that.
Especially in, like, search and destroy ones. When they put it for half an hour, so you gotta defend your stupid objective for half an hour.
No, what Christian's saying
that's
is that
lame.
Points aren't on the fly, so if you quit a game, if you like, your system just shuts down randomly, the points won't be saved.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Why didn't you just say that?
I did. You guys are just idiots.
That's true. Okay, so more stuff in the patch. They're gonna bring back online bots. If you notice, they haven't been online at all because people were...
I've never seen a bot on
well, because they took them off when you guys got the game.
How
convenient.
We were playing the first day.
No, it wasn't.
No, Daniel, you... Wait, what? Okay, we'll talk about this later. Anyways, before people would just make online matches with bots and just kill the bots and they would get points for it to boost their rank...
Oh, okay.
So they took them off, and now they're putting them back in. So if you have bots in your game, it'll render it unranked, so you won't get any points for it. So now we can play tag, Daniel, properly, yay, without getting our rank deduct. We'll talk about that later, Christian. We'll explain later. Obviously after that you have the option to create an unranked game, so that's what will be our tag server. I'll explain again later, Christian. Christian's like scratching his head in confusion. Also, there's some basic stuff. For example, they fixed bugs, for example, game search, so this is a slight problem that if you were, like, making your search specific, so you want the game to go to a specific map, it won't do that, it'll send you, like, complete opposite map. They fixed that.
I don't know how this is possible.
I specifically said not this map! Anyways, they fixed some zoom problems with the sniper rifle. If you notice that when you would zoom out of the sniper rifle, the graphic might glitch a second or two.
Mine doesn't. I think everyone else just sucks.
But everyone else can hit someone with a sniper rifle. But some people can actually hit people with a sniper rifle, Daniel, so... Ooh! Anyways.
Wait, what?
What?
You suck with a sniper in that game. Don't lie.
What game?
Killzone 2.
What
other game?
What game? What do you think?
I don't know. I'm getting kind of... You get off track.
They fix auto aims. If you notice, if you actually notice, if you keep your reticule straight, and the enemy will run past you, your reticule would move slightly to whatever direction they're going. Just
Only very slightly, though.
Slightly to the left.
Yeah. Just, yeah.
It only worked with me for a shotgun.
Really? It never worked for me. I mean, this.
I never noticed.
That's because you can't hit them anyways. Hey-o! Anyway.
Shut up!
So, just basically some more, explosion fixes, so explosions aren't that big anymore. They fix random glitches where, explosions were too big or too small. That's pretty much it.
Hit the floor!
It's like, is that it? God, the nuke! Anyways, so yeah. And this was said that they're actually working on future fixes, so, for example, that their next patch...
Well...
It's getting ahead of ourselves. It's gonna fix, the main thing is that it'll allow, hopefully, a party system. So, because, you know, like, you couldn't really, like, go in a game with your friends automatically. You had to wait for someone to go into a game, then you have to go in their game, and so on and so forth. Yeah. So they're gonna fix that, yeah. So hopefully... Yeah, that'll be fixed.
That's good.
Okay, so we've been talking about Killzone 2 too much again. Okay, so let's move on. Daniel, why don't you talk about your favorite man who dresses like a bat and beats villains at night?
Otherwise known as Batman.
Really?
Oh, I thought we were talking about Killzone.
Yeah. That's where he...
So, yeah. Recently...
No, the difference between Kevin and Batman is that Kevin gets his ass kicked while in a Batman suit. Anyways, go on.
So, as you all probably know, the new Batman game, Batman Arkham Asylum, not really going to go into the story. It's pretty much new stuff. It's about some actual footage of the actual gameplay.
Yeah, so no more reading about gameplay.
So we actually see it now. We think saw of the, what do you call it?
Challenge room.
Yeah. What?
Sorry, what? Go ahead.
There's challenges, throughout the game, there's gonna be some Riddler challenges, and you have to complete them, and you can get, points for that. There's a combat, challenge, the free flow, which pretty much beat, waves of enemies. And then there's the, Predator ones, which is the, stealth ones.
What?
Is that a laugh track?
Maybe.
What?
Keep going.
Okay. Not exactly.
Sorry, go ahead.
Do I have to kill you?
Go ahead, I apologize.
Alright, so, you have to eliminate all of them.
Sorry, I got this new toy and I'm playing with it. Okay, go ahead.
Wow, okay. You have to eliminate all the enemies in a certain area. So you pretty much, from what I saw in the new footage, you pretty much grapple onto these gargoyle heads that are on like the walls. And so you can move from like gargoyle to gargoyle. Use your
gargoyle hopping, the new latest craze.
You can like
get off my gargoyle.
You can like swoop down, grab them, like fly back up, and like pretty much just drop them and they're dead. You can sneak up behind one guy, kill them. So then the rest of them
kill them.
Oh my god, they're a dead guy. Wait, no, you're
not
Batman.
He's unconscious. Batman doesn't kill people. Remember?
Wimp. Fine. So then they'll go investigate, and you can like sneak around behind them, and then secretly kill another one. Fine, incapacitate another one.
I think that was right.
It's incapacitate. You said what did you say? You said like
Inca.
The Inca? Whoopsies.
You got the point.
No, I don't.
Yes, we get the point.
Okay.
You can plant like explosive gel on walls and take out enemies on the other side of the wall with the
rubble. Like that.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Don't tell me the sound effects. You will think that there are people listening to our show cheering. Yes.
Yes. Welcome to Fanboys Nutted with a
cheer. Cheer now. Press the button, Michael. Right. All right. Go ahead.
And so when you're into that, doing like the predator mode, you can use your like goggles, and it'll like you can check how many enemies, what each enemy has as weapons.
Throw the goggles at them.
Pretty sure that won't work.
Ow, my head.
Are these bat goggles? Damn it.
And so, yeah.
Damn it. Go ahead, Daniel. Sorry.
That's pretty much it. It's, I don't know.
Yep, looks coming out this June, so another game that will make us fail our exams, rated T for teen for violence, drug reference, and sexual content. I'm reading right now. Sexual content, theme, sorry.
Who?
Harvey, what's her name? Harvey Dent. Want to see the other side of my ass? No, anyways,
bad image.
Oh my god. How did that side get burned?
Move on.
Our favorite furry Lombax creature with his robot sidekick, his new latest.
Oh yes. It's been announced. Ratchet and Clank Kraken Time?
A Kraken Time?
So there's time.
A giant ass machine. Sorry, a giant ass that you go up its back and it'll make go through time.
There is no giant ass machine in Kraken. Does anyone know who that one guy
was? Okay, why don't you explain the contents of the trailer first?
Well, it's just like these random little,
bananas.
Electron pulses, like
bananas.
No bananas.
It's bananas and
wires with like lights going through them, and then there's a clock, and this like Lombax closes it, and it looks really weird. And it's like there's a picture of Ratchet.
So presumably the Lombax in present in the trailer is his father in the.
Oh my god! What is this?
If you played the what's the Ratchet and Clank feature, Tools of Destruction, the first Ratchet and Clank game on the PS3, Ratchet does indeed have a father. But the tidbit, though, is that he's...
What about our mother?
No, Lombaxes are conceive themselves. Anyways,
That's next, I think.
What happened was that his father's dead, supposedly, in the last game. He said he was dead or something.
Well, that's...
Yeah, so... But remember, it's supposed to be Crack Through Time, so I was like, go back in time, and like, warn his other self. Don't eat the grenade. Don't do it. It's a bad idea.
Don't eat that fish. That's a bad fish.
How can he warn himself if he's dead in the future?
Oh, Ratchet will be like, don't eat that fish. It's got food poisoning.
Hey, shut up. Anyways. So yeah, it's coming this fall. It will be disc-based. It won't be a downloadable game like Ratchet and Clank Quest for Booty. What? the next famous Ratchet and Clank guy is the Assassinator. Anyways, So another game to look forward to. Did you guys enjoy the new Ratchet and Clank for PS3? Did you even play it, Christian, or?
No, but I wanted to. It looked pretty sick.
Yeah, I'll lend it to you. I'm lend it to you. Daniel, okay. Did you enjoy the game? Well, yeah. Here's... I think the problem that could be conceived as a problem is that they were too similar to the other games. Yeah.
I guess.
The series, at a certain point, it gets...
Yeah, but the graphics were like a Pixar movie. Yeah, and then... And there was no multiplayer. I know, there's no multiplayer, which was kind of weird for me. Because I...
But it's a similar game.
Yeah, there has actually been in Up Your Arsenal. See, Up Your... This is... There's an ass theme going on, Ratchet and Clank.
Exactly, I told you.
There's multiplayer in Up Your Arsenal, and what was the spin-off game? Deadlocked. And they did multiplayer really well. I mean, these are the guys who made Resistance 2. So I'm expecting... Yeah, really? Insomniac.
What was it? Moon?
Insomniac, no, the...
Oh, right. There was a moon.
Yeah.
I'm not...
Sure.
Shut up, Daniel.
That's what you want us to believe.
So yeah, I mean, if these guys are... I mean, Insomniac can prove that ever since Resistance 2 and 1, they prove that they can do kick-ass multiplayer, co-op, and competitive. So I'm expecting 100 people online, Ratchet and Clank, just people throwing the shit out of each other with crazy Ratchet and Clank weapons. I mean, who wouldn't want that, right? Okay.
Exactly.
The people who don't like Ratchet and Clank?
Xbox 360 fans? We're jealous.
Yeah, that
because they have their... What's their answer to Ratchet and Clank? The bear and the bird? Banjo-Kazooie? That's their answer to Ratchet.
Except that was, like, original, like, six and Nintendo.
Yeah, and then Nintendo's like, this game sucks. You can have a Microsoft. Yes.
Yes, a new game.
Except they turned finally, we don't have to make it.
We don't have to rip it off someone else. But did you know that? Did you actually know that Banjo and Kazooie was supposed to be the Little Big Planet killer for Microsoft in the holiday season?
Really? What? That doesn't even make any sense.
Because Banjo and Kazooie had a build your own thing in it, the one for 360.
But the freaking racing.
But come on!
It is?
Yes!
I thought it was an adventure game. Isn't the first one an adventure game?
Yes, and then they turned it into a racing game. No,
they build it your own racing game, so you can build your own car. So you can make it purple, or red, or
or ball.
Yeah, although, did you guys hear about Kudo? Sorry, not Kudo.
Kudo.
It is actually this new level, like basically a game designer made by Microsoft. It's Kudo Budo, something really small and stupid, but it's supposed to be 3D, so a fully 3D, and you can actually make your own levels. It is supposed to be a Little Big Planet killer, so you might want to check that out. I've seen it.
Little Big Planet's got too much momentum going on it. If they wanted to really kill it,
I agree. I mean, the only problem is that it doesn't look as original as Little Big Planet. It looks like it looks more of a map editor than a video game creator. If you know what I mean. Like, in map creators and shit. So, I don't know. Microsoft's about copying games as usual and making them half-ass as usual, but, you know. They can buy their way out of this. Okay, so enough news, previews, or whatever. I hope that gave you a good laugh or a good information boost or whatever. I know Christian was...
You sure there was information there?
Somewhere in there.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Stroke.
So enough of that. We're going to take our first break. Oh, by the way, quick note. We're actually using Skype, so you can obviously tell from the...
Can we take
breaks
on
this? Yes, we can. We can do this. I'm positive.
Are you sure?
You can obviously tell due to lack of... hitting and a lot of punching and Christian not screaming stop strangling me or whatever, but
and rude hand
rude hand gestures. We're gonna take.
Well, you can make that.
Yeah. I'll put on my webcam. Anyways, we'll take our first break. Then we'll do what we've been playing, which will be nothing as a quick preview.
This is so sad. I feel like we've let you guys down.
Then we'll do our featurette: Left 4 Dead Co-op versus Resident Evil 5 Co-op, which is the best. Shoot him in the zombie face with your buddy. So, yeah, we'll be right back, guys. A heated debate. That wasn't a debate. Sorry, fighting over a sandwich. Anyways, my life. Anyways, we are going to do what we've been playing, then our versus Left 4 Dead versus Resident Evil 5, the best zombie co-op shooter in the face with a buddy. Anyways, so, Christian, what have you been playing?
I'm playing some Killzone. You
know? Yeah.
Online, I'm playing a little bit of Watchmen. It's pretty much the same as we did last time I was here. I've been playing very much. I don't think I've turned my PSP on. No, I just did to watch the trailers. But I don't think I've turned my PSP on or PS3 on to play a game in 2 weeks.
Wow. Yeah. Daniel, what have you been playing?
I see we're just gonna move on.
Okay, Christian, anything notable, any cool tidbits that happened while you were playing, or?
Not really.
Okay, moving on, Daniel, what have you been playing?
Been playing occasionally Little Big Planet and a little bit of Killzone.
That sounds familiar.
Mostly I've actually just been watching Gundam 00.
Good old crazy Japanese anime. Okay, what have I been playing? I've been playing Killzone 2. And Watchmen.
This is so pathetic.
Occasionally a Little Big Planet, although I've been mostly watching Gundam 00. I haven't turned on my PS3 in at least 2 weeks. I've been blacking out and waking up. For example, I thought, end of class, I blacked out and I woke up at work. I blacked out at work and I woke up in class again. I blanked out in the middle of class, woke up at track practice, then I blanked out and I'm here. So,
I think you might want to see a doctor.
I'm joking. I played more. I've been playing a lot of Pokemon Platinum as I review it. I've beaten it on my on 1DS, and I'm playing it on the other. I'm going to admit, I cheated on 1DS using various cheat codes to beat the game to explore what's new.
There's cheat codes?
Yeah.
In a Pokemon game?
There's been, dude, you have been in, like, in a hole. There's been Pokemon cheats in a hole, since, like, Ruby and whatever. I've been playing, well, actually, I have been playing a lot of Watchmen, surprisingly, because I watched the movie and I was, like, all inspired to beat the shit out of people with Rorschach. But, I also been playing, Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles for the DS. I haven't played it for the Wii, I'll review that. What else have I been playing? Star Wars Battlefront Renegade Squadron. But it was like, I've been playing 5 minutes of games, so like, here and there. Yeah, so sorry we haven't really been playing much, guys, so I'm sorry you can't find out what three random people on the internet have been playing in video games, but.
That's too bad.
Oh, well, yeah, Resident Evil 5 and Left 4 Dead, obvious. No, I sold that, actually. So, you know who's gonna win for me? Anyways. yeah, okay, so, any other thing you guys want to mention that before we move on?
Good. I don't know. I've just kind of been looking for, like, a new RTS to play. I'm kind of getting bored of Rise of Legends.
Bored of a three-year-old game.
Well, I have to buy that Star Wars one from you. What was it called?
I can't believe I forgot its name.
The flying one.
That's got every Star Wars game out there. Not Galactic Battlegrounds. Star Wars. Empire at War. Thank you. I could give you a friendly handshake right now.
But now we're on a. Now we can't because we're not even there.
Yeah, good old Skype. Empire at War. I recommend that RTS for anyone. It should be $20 for the gold edition. So for the and no, what's so funny?
Nothing. It's just so funny. I have such good games to be so cheap.
Yeah, and it has the best part in the game is when you have a massive epic space fight and you put the cinematic camera on and it looks like you're watching.
I've seen that.
Looks amazing. Ground battles are crap though.
Yes.
Never do a ground battle. Babble.
Babble.
Yeah, babble. So
okay, now we're babbling. Move on.
Yeah. So now let's go into our epic battle. That's what we've been playing. Now our verses. Okay, let me just put a cool sound effect to emphasize the verses.
Ooh.
Drum roll. Resident Evil versus Left 4 Dead. Bum bum bum.
Gasp.
Please tell me that was a computer.
I didn't do it.
Where
are you getting these from? Are these on your iPod?
No, that would suck if there's a wolf behind me and just attack me and then.
Where are you getting these from?
Whoa.
Michael, for Christ's sake.
Sorry, I'm
stay on track.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so we've a very, very common fun theme video games for all of us, including Kevin, who is dining at a farm with the animals in a trough, is that we like to that was kinda cool, wasn't it? I just had this weird image of Kevin eating it in a trough.
What?
I just had a weird image of Kevin fighting a pig and fighting over like a pile of corn. Anyways. Sorry.
We gotta stay on track. We're getting really off track.
Sorry. Okay, a very common gaming theme for Fanboys United, whatever, is that we'd like to shoot zombies in the face.
Always.
Zombies in any form in the new crappy theme that they're not zombies, but they're things like the Necromorphs, the Magini, the Houdini, the Bazulas, the Fakaktas.
Yeah, now you're just making stuff up.
Shut up. but the two very big zombie co-op games that are popular now is Resident Evil 5 and Left 4 Dead. I mean, both are games that are extremely emphasis on co-op, and both are extremely emphasis on capping some undead or people who are dying people in the face with the magic bullet. So immediately going into the we played these games co-op. Some people can play them, some people can't. Some people are fun to play with. Some people abandoned you in the middle of I'm gonna move on.
Question.
What?
Anyways, let's start off with, since it's not really a typical story or whatever, we're just going to the whole co-op aspect. Let's go to what it matters. Graphics. So, what is a better looking game toward you guys? What's a better looking game to you guys? Left 4 Dead or Resident Evil 5?
Shoot. Resident Evil 5.
Okay. Resident Evil 5. Moving on. Anyways, no, seriously speaking, Daniel, why don't you describe the graphics for Left 4 Dead? I mean, honestly. IGN, what were you thinking?
I don't know. They're decent. I shouldn't win any awards for graphics. I don't know. I didn't see the big deal about it.
I know, graphics. Like, Christian, you didn't see big deal with graphics for Left 4 Dead, right? Like, did you?
No, not really. It just kind of looked like a regular arcade style game. Like,
yeah, the thing is that there are a lot of guys on screen. I mean, that's where you can tell the graphical dip takes place, because there's like literally 50 zombies, not 50 zombies, I'm being too generous there, 20 zombies, no, 10, no, 2 zombies, yeah, 2 zombies. No, there's literally like a swarm of zombies that are on screen at no frame rate drop, but like, there's no like super textures, the wall, you're not gonna see like these cool dents in the wall, it's average. I mean, this is what next gen gaming is all about. This isn't like, oh my eyes are bleeding and spawning baby, and they're dying. It's just regular. It's what you expect of a next gen game. It's the bar, the minimum bar. Resident Evil 5. Christian, why don't you describe Resident Evil 5's graphics?
It looks really, really good. I don't know really what to say. It just looks
kick ass.
Yeah,
I mean
not, that pretty not much sums it up.
Not realistic, maybe, but
stylized realism.
It's like it won't hurt your eyes to look at, like. It's not. I don't know how to describe
it. It's insulting, Christian.
Okay, it'll make you temporarily blind, but it's in the good way. In the good way.
Yes, it'll make you blind in the good way.
Okay, I've had the most hands-on time with these both games again, but I gotta say this: Resident Evil 5 has better graphics than Gears of War 2. So yeah, I mean, if you can't think of a game to describe it compared to that, because it's on par in terms of textures and shit, but it's just the animations on the creatures for Resident Evil 5 that makes this game stand out, for any game in general. I mean, this game has the wackiest, amazing, crazy-ass cast of monsters, demons, that you will ever see in games. I mean, they're not technically zombies, they're the Magini or whatever, but enough.
Who cares?
This is focused on graphics. I mean, the way these giant creatures move is realistic on its own, because the game throws away the whole scary, like, oh my god, and like, crap in your pants type thing, or like, pump bullets into them. But the creature, the animations on the creatures themselves make you poop in your pants in advance while you're pumping lead into them. So, graphics is up, because like the textures, I'm like, holy shit, that looks amazing each level, because the art styles, Resident Evil 5, you're not only in this Black Hawk Down type city, I'm not gonna spoil it, you are in different locales and stuff, and each one looks amazing. I gotta say, I mean, Left 4 Dead, did you guys notice that big of a difference in like different levels with Left 4 Dead, or like,
I think I only played the building one, but I have a funny feeling they probably are pretty much the same. You could almost tell me what was going to happen up ahead. So even with that director bullshit.
Oh yeah, we'll talk about that later. But yeah, so graphics, obviously it's Resident Evil 5, because this isn't a case between like Killzone 2 or Gears 2, where like you have to like watch for at least 55 minutes to understand. This is like an instant. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Good. That's an instant connection that you can tell. Okay, this game looks amazing. This game looks okay. So yeah, graphics, Resident Evil 5. Okay, let's go to the meat of the thing, the actual co-op aspect. Which game did you think you had to rely on somebody more than, like, in the other game?
Resident Evil.
Resident Evil.
I find, like, with Left 4 Dead, you could go by yourself. They look after themselves. But at least with Resident Evil, you actually do sort of need the help of your partner, because they have those, like, tag team things.
Yeah, and like in Left 4 Dead, it feels like a shoot 'em up zombie thing, and you just happen to have three other people with you. Hey guys,
pretty much.
Just there.
Yeah, and then like the thing is that like both games have the whole that technically you're outnumbered, obviously. I mean,
obviously.
But the thing is that both are supposed to have horror aspects into them. Now, Christian, why don't you talk about your favorite game design choice, the director for Left 4 Dead?
Oh yes, the director. Well, it's not really that directive. It's more annoying than really groundbreaking.
I think it's just nothing. I think it's a lie. They didn't do it.
I think it's like they needed something to put in the commercial, like to make it seem really good, so they just made this up. I don't really know.
Why don't you describe it for some people who...
Well, it just makes it so that enemies will appear in different parts of the level, so hypothetically, your game experience is always different.
Like every other game, in theory. So this is what they describe, this is what the Valve developer described it as. Okay, the first time you play through, the four of you are going down this creepy alley, and then zombies flood from below you and grab you and grope you and touch you and violate your privacy. The second time you play, you're walking down the creepy hallway, and this giant zombie thing comes from behind you and tackles you, and you're like, holy shit, this is so different. Yeah, that does happen, but you're not going like, oh shit, that's awesome. You're going, fuck, I don't want to play this anymore.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Because, okay, this is it, though. I mean, first off, this thing would work if the levels weren't linear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
you don't...
I mean, this time, and then, as Christian said, that you can tell where they're gonna come the next time. Like,
you kind of see a kind of closet, you're like, okay, he's gonna come from there.
And then he does. And the second time, there's a closet beside that closet.
And then maybe it comes from a vent, like, in front of you.
Maybe. I mean, and then, like, I literally remember I was playing the hotel level, and you're going to a hotel, and there's hotel doors. So I literally would do is I would look through each door, and I could tell when I died, I knew the other door where the zombie would go. And they did. Like, very surprising. And there's also, and like, I don't feel as the point of co-op. I mean, I don't rely on someone to cover my back as much as I do in Resident Evil 5. Because Left 4 Dead, I mean, the swarms come in one direction. Like, it's basically just aim in the general direction and pull the fire button and chit-chat. I mean, the best co-op moments in the game is when the levels are open in the last part of each level when you have to hold a certain place and it's open. Those are the best points in the game. But that's Resident Evil 5 beginning to end. I mean, Christian and I were playing, even though he's a terrible co-op partner.
Shut up.
Christian, what's your famous line in the middle of a zombie swarm?
Bye, Michael.
I've heard that so many times.
You've lived, sort of. We kind of got arm missing.
Yeah, I mean, like, in Left 4 Dead, on harder difficulties, you do rely on your team. You do need them. They do heal you. But in Resident Evil 5, it's a point in which there's only two of you, first of all, two people, and ammo is scarce in Resident Evil 5.
Scarce.
Is it scarce?
Scarce.
In Left 4 Dead, it's, like, given to you. It's given to you every second. Like, here's our ammo. Take it. Have some more ammo. Here you go.
Look at this ammo I just found on the ground over here.
Hey, the zombie was carrying an M16 clip. Let's take it. Anyway, no, that doesn't happen, but, yeah. And then, like, in Resident Evil 5, I mean, you are literally yelling at your partner, don't waste that shot! Don't shoot that box!
But use the knife!
Yeah, use the fucking knife! And, yeah, and, like, in Resident Evil 5, the best co-op moments when you and your buddy are, like, back-to-back, and these guys are swarming you slowly with a giant guy with an axe wielding it around you, laughing, knocking over zombies while he's doing it. And you're just like, and one guy's like, I'm out of ammo. What about you? Ah, oh, fuck, we're screwed.
We've played the level. That's pretty much how it happens, because you're going to try to survive, and you're not so good.
Yeah, well, I know people are going to say, like, oh, Resident Evil 5 is linear times. Yeah, it is linear times, and the AI comes into the problem. But when you're playing with a human player, it's so much worth it. I mean, I was playing with Yuki again, Resident Evil 5. We're playing linear levels, and I just had so much fun with the human partner because it's all about relying on your teammate because one has to distract them while the other punches them in the face. Resident Evil 5 has a whole thing where one person can basically cap someone in the head and then the other person...
Remember we were like throwing that guy back and forth?
Yeah, you described that, Christian, so like...
Well, okay, so me and Michael were in this like... And I was ahead and he was behind and there was a zombie in like the middle and we were just like roundhouse kicking and punching back and forth. Like, four times.
Like hot potato. We got a trophy, by the way.
There's trophies.
Yeah, there's trophies, yo. Or, what's our version of it?
Wait, Kevin. So?
Kevin just screams trophies. Anyways,
Roll up.
I mean, and then also in Resident Evil 5, there's more emphasis on, obviously, more weapon, but, like, there's more of a... Both games have a weapon-sharing system, where you can, like, swap some type of weapons and shit. But Resident Evil 5 is, like, in-game. Left 4 Dead swapping system is, like, in the middle of a thingamajiggy, so I'm not sure whether people will enjoy that. But, I mean, the thing about the difference is that Resident Evil 5 is a much more slower-paced game.
Yeah.
Left 4 Dead is, like, a million times faster, and,
yeah, but because of, like, the having to stop and shoot in Resident Evil 5, it kind of makes up for it.
Yeah, I actually prefer that in the whole, thing, because, like, Left 4 Dead, I kind of get bored when they just come swarming in and you just hold the fire button. And, I mean, like, and then in Resident Evil 5, I enjoy the whole stopping and going. I hope, like, because what the strategy is that you when they're coming too close, you just run one direction, and then you stop and turn around, right? Mm-hmm. Left 4 Dead, and then, yeah, and then Left 4 Dead, it's just, to me, Left 4 Dead is just a run and gun with zombies.
Yeah.
And the second time I play it, they might appear on the left side.
Oh.
Resident Evil 5, you get these whole cast of...
No, I remember, totally, one time, it was, in a, you walk out of this garage,
and then there's a fence on one side, and if that's where you continue on, or on the other side, there's, like, another wall, or there's a fence there. So either the zombies will come from the direction you're supposed to be going, or at the exact time, the other, when if you die, they'll just come from the other side. It's...
So yeah. Okay. Also, I note that Left 4 Dead doesn't have a lot of guys, not all the enemy types. I mean, like in Resident Evil 5, I have to like go back. Excuse me, to check what enemy types there are. But Left 4 Dead, like Daniel, you can list them for me. Like, there's like five.
Alright, there's the normal zombies, then there's the witch thing, which, like, can one hit you.
The Barfo?
You can totally avoid it if you hear it, and you don't
run.
There's the big tank.
Which is a total rip-off of the Dead Space creature.
There's the guy who spits on you.
That's the Barfo I mentioned.
And then there's a guy with a tongue. A really long tongue.
And that's all you're gonna be facing in Left 4 Dead.
Don't they have like more in the like actual manual? I don't say there's like tons.
Yeah. in the previous like face a wide cast variety of zombie creatures, each unique in their own way. Yeah, but there's only like five. Resident Evil 5. I'm gonna list five that are like not even half of it. Regular Majini, the giant clam walking guys, the giant
The what?
There's a clam, guys.
Clam people.
There's clam people. Like these giant mutant clam things that, like, open up and, like, encase you like an Iron Maiden.
Sick.
There is, there is the, what do you call it? The
thing with the guy.
No, the, yeah. Very just,
the dog.
What's that thing? You know those wacky inflatable men that, like, swirl around? What's up? Has that for a head?
Wacky waving inflatable arm flailing tube man.
Yeah, exactly that, but has it for a head, and it's not wacky, it's deadly.
Come on, it's not as fun as I thought it would be.
Yeah, there's the brute, the giant, like, troll ogre thing. There are...
What about the dog?
Oh, yeah.
The dog.
Oh, yeah, the two-headed...
The dog.
It's not even the two-headed dog, it's like a dog that has his head split in half.
Yeah, it's not two-headed, it's a dog with a with, like... It's a dog that's had one head split in
half.
Yeah,
there's like five right there, and that's it. Like, I can keep going on. There's the Krikatung. There's the, like, there's this that looks like a Pokemon. And...
Go, Krikatung, go!
No, I know, it's called Pokemon's called Krikatung. I was playing it in Platinum, and I'm like, I was like scared shitless when I saw it, because it reminded me of Resident Evil 5, the game. Like, oh fuck!
Oh my god! They're everywhere!
Yeah, and so I could actually keep going. So, and each one...
But you're not.
Of course I'm not. Each one is so much fun to kill, and Resident Evil in Left 4 Dead, you're just gonna end up shooting them. Just pump full of life.
And the boot is just annoying to kill.
Yeah, it's just annoying. Just...
You can't kill it. I never once killed one the whole time I played.
Well, that's terrible.
Yeah, so enough bitching about Left 4 Dead. Sum it up, Left 4 Dead feels like a run-and-gun shooter. There are some cool aspects when a whole mob of zombies rush you.
Yeah, like when the barfing guy's vomiting.
Yeah. Oh, that's just hilariously funny.
Yeah, and but
because you can't even see anymore, so just like
And then the horde of zombies, especially if you're in a tight quarter, so then the whole army just comes and you're just like, oh my god.
But then you realize you just gotta hold the trigger in the general direction. And you'll be doing that for the next every time you play this game.
Hour and a half.
Yeah. Occasionally it's on a pop on the left instead of the right. And in Resident Evil 5, you're facing enemies of a wide variety, at least ten different type of characters, each with their own different unique attack. Boss fights that are off the hook, yo.
Yes, I've only played one. Intense.
Yes. And actually, like, this is, we're not gonna compare the games themselves, but in the co-op aspect, Resident Evil 5 actually has a story.
Ooh, yay.
The gauntlet's been thrown.
Well, technically,
yet again.
Technically, Left 4 Dead has a story.
Yeah, but that's technically.
Technically.
Technically, Americans.
But in reality.
Yeah. So, what are you gonna give it to, the whole co-op?
Man, you need to throw the gauntlet a lot in the show.
Yeah. So, gauntlet's thrown, which co-op deal do you prefer? Resident Evil 5.
I wonder.
Resident Evil 5. What do you guys give it to?
Yeah, Resident Evil
5. No, Left 4 Dead. Kevin's just gonna pop up and say, Left 4 Dead! Well, yeah. He was gonna give it to Left 4 Dead, wasn't he?
I don't know.
I think he was. I think he was just to spite me, though.
So we're gonna lie and saying he's gonna give it to Resident Evil.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Kevin gives Left 4 Dead Resident Evil 5. So, okay.
Like, no!
Wait, yeah, just pause. You can hear Kevin scream from afar. No! Okay, so enough of that. Okay, so just a quick dip. Just something that is a little different. So we mentioned before that the one has a stop and go, one has a run and shoot. This is the reason that, this is just our opinion, because the thing is that, I think this is fair to say that it all depends on your style of play.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Because apparently some people can't do the whole stop and shoot. Daniel!
Hey,
subtle.
Big Nose, the one I'm talking to, Daniel. Daniel, can you give a shout out that you can't do it?
What?
Yeah, that person. He's the one that can't do it. I mean, watching Daniel play Resident Evil 5 is hilarious. I mean, you just...
Yeah, it really
is. Terrible.
I missed.
Fuck. That's like Christian.
Especially me trying to use the knife. I'm like, no, why can't I do this? No. Because I try to make them run into my knife, but
yeah,
it doesn't work.
Yeah, well, he's a good shot as Christian. Hey-o! Anyways, Christian's just like, God damn it.
Oh, bring up.
Hey, you want to go back to Matt Hazard? Want me to tell about that story of Matt Hazard, huh? Huh? But yeah, okay, so we've been going too long on the verses. We don't make this a long show. So yeah, I mean, any other notes you guys want to give about the co-op? Any shout-outs you want to give to him? Like... Any notes or anything on it we missed?
No.
What about horror atmosphere?
Okay, let's go to atmosphere then. Which game made you crap your pants?
Well, okay, Left 4 Dead has the more horror atmosphere, but Resident Evil 5, or 5?
5, yeah.
Is still scarier, because you have to stop. I don't know why, it just is.
Yeah, but it's agreeable to say that they're both games, they're not... technically horror games. They're action horror. Action before horror.
Yeah. Resident Evil definitely is an action horror game.
Yeah, like...
But I felt like Left 4 Dead just made you laugh more often.
Well, yeah. And what was the thing you said when you hit that female zombie that made me... Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Daniel, I was playing with Daniel, and I was watching Daniel scream, and he, like, there's this woman zombie, this lady zombie that, like, attacked him, and then he nailed her in the face, and then shotgunned her in the face, and blew up. And Daniel just says, that's what I think of women.
I think I was just caught up in the moment. I have nothing against women.
Fanboys United has nothing against women. This was just a, in podcast joke. Anyways, so yeah, that was fun. But I mean, Resident Evil 5 is just really fun when the giant, Christian, we were doing that boss fight when the giant, like, worm thing.
Oh yeah, and then it comes through the floor.
Yeah.
It, like, disappears. We're like, where'd it go? And then it comes up and, like, eats you. You're like, no!
And Left 4 Dead, you're just like, is the big guy dead yet? Nah.
No, he's just gonna punch you and you're gonna die.
Alright. I guess it's kinda scary. Ah! What is it? Oh no, nothing.
I looked at my taxes.
I'm doing my taxes and playing Left 4 Dead. So yeah, I mean, I still found myself scared shitless in Resident Evil 5 when I saw the creature, I'm like, oh shit, how am I gonna kill this?
Yeah, like the axe dude or the blob thing.
Yeah, oh my god, I hate it when I love it in Resident Evil 5 in general when like you're shooting the guys at the boss, because you can tell when you're doing some of the bosses when they stop and like recoil in pain, but I love when the bosses are slowly advancing on you and they're closer and closer and you're shooting them in the head and you're just like, shit, please
do something.
So yeah, okay, so horror aspect, Left 4 Dead can be scary at times with the director, but that's if you're playing in the dark, you're chock full of red bull.
During a thunderstorm.
During a thunderstorm, and you're 2 years old.
You're Kevin.
And you're Kevin, yeah.
No, Kevin's with you.
Yeah, so, I mean, I know people love Left 4 Dead because gameplay can be addicting at times, and Left 4 Dead has 4 people co-op. Resident Evil 5 has 2 player, so I can see people liking Left 4 Dead, and Left 4 Dead has a versus, but that's through another versus. Heyo! Oh, that wasn't heyo, that was another word.
That was a nothing.
But, I mean, we're not comparing the game themselves, we're more comparing to the co-op aspect. Which one should you play with your buddy to shoot zombies in the face? That's like the 4th time I said that. So yeah, I mean, obviously, I gave it to Resident Evil 5 by a huge long shot, but I do understand there's some idiots out there, Xbox fans, who like Left 4 Dead. No offense. You all agree? Any subtleties you want to add, or?
Nah.
Christian?
No, I'm good.
Alright, so, Fanboys Ed, recommend Resident Evil 5. Do we actually recommend these games, like, in general?
Sure.
Well, if you like that kind of game,
if you like
then
co-op,
sure.
If you like playing by yourself in your basement, in your mother's basement, I'm just kidding. Well, yeah, I mean,
well, that's what we do.
That's what you do. Don't bring me down with you, man. So yeah, obviously, I recommend Resident Evil 5 for any who like fancy graphics. Left 4 Dead, I recommend to anyone who owns an Xbox 360 and is a moron. I'm kidding. So yeah.
No,
I'm not. We're gonna take our final break, then we will break into reviews. Reviews Pokemon Platinum and, Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, maybe. I'm not sure. We have enough time. Then, Big Gnosis picks. And we will get the hell out. So, be right back, guys. Visions are awesome. Okay, they were just referring to the Skype recording thing. Anyways, welcome back. If you've left, well, that doesn't really make sense because you're listening to us straight. We're going to do reviews. I decided not to review Final Fantasy, Crystal Chronicles, Echoes of Time, because it's a co-op game and I actually want to play it with one of these morons. So, yeah. So I'm going to review the famous Japanese action RPG, whatever, Pokemon Platinum.
Is that what it's? I thought it had like its own like thing. Now it's been so big.
It is, but it's technically an RPG.
I see.
In reality, though,
you can customize stuff.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm gonna review Pokemon Platinum. It's been out forever on Japan. We just got it in North America, as usual. Lousy future Japanese people. Okay, so I'm playing this game. I've beaten Pearl. Yes, I got the Pearl version. Let's, hold on, where's the laughter? Hold on. Yes, I got the Pearl version over the what was the other one called?
Diamond?
Diamond, yeah. I got it because everyone else was getting Diamond, and I wanted to be different. So yeah. And, you know, as you know, Pokemon Platinum is basically just kind of like an expansion game. They just added a couple stuff and added both Pokemon from each game into one unique package. Is this game worth it?
So it's like Emerald?
Yeah, like Emerald or Yellow or,
Crystal.
Yeah, Crystal. Is this game worth it?
Yellow is a game.
Okay, let's
get... You tell us.
Okay, if you've beaten Pokemon Platinum or... if you've beaten Pokemon... Diamond or Pearl in the past 2 years, like if you've beaten it 2 years ago and stopped playing, it is definitely worth it to get. If you've beaten it recently, then no. And if you're still confused, if you're in between, I suggest selling your Pearl or... I keep saying Platinum because it's so cool. I recommend selling your Pearl or your Diamond to buy this game because there are significant differences, but there aren't mind-blowing.
Minute.
Know? Yes, whatever that means. So yeah. So what differences, you ask? There are 59 new Pokemon in the thing. Not newly created Pokemon, just Pokemon that weren't in that game but were in other games. obviously there is the new mirror, is it Mirror World or Dark World?
You tell us, you have the game.
Well, yeah, right. It's the Mirror World, and they've changed the entire beginning of the game. There's this new character that's pretty funny. It's like he's a really bad detective guy. He tries to like unravel the evil plot. He's just used for comic relief and giving you items and stuff. And like, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice. They've revamped the interior of some of the gyms. So I believe the second gym got a revamp. The fourth gym got a revamp. And the,
let me guess, the sixth gym.
No.
And then the eighth.
And the
tenth?
Yeah, there's no tenth.
And the 12th.
Yeah.
And the 14th.
12?
Another
question.
The 16th. Shut up, Christian.
And the 18th.
Stop confusing me.
Yeah. This is what we'll think of you. I love it. Okay, so, also, a cool thing is that every gym has Pokemon of their, like, type. So, you're not gonna have an electric.
Has it always been like that?
No, it hasn't. If you actually remember Pearl or Diamond, and you're facing a gym leader, let's say a water, you're facing the water guy, right? And you're using an electricity type Pokemon. Suddenly he would throw a fighting type at you, randomly. Just because the game would know you're using an electric type. Which is a total dick move, right?
I see.
So now every gym, so if you have a water type gym, you're only gonna see water type Pokemon, but they're much stronger, so it's a payoff. What else are differences there? They've changed all the ways the Pokemon looks. So yeah, that's cool. Like the way the Pokemon's are positioned. So before, like Pikachu would be
your presentation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Looks. Pikachu would be standing up, and this one she's on all fours, then stands up. They also did cool Battle Frontier, so it's more replay value. Basically, round and round of go of fighting level 100 Pokemon. New online features that are really fun to play with, but no one plays online Pokemon.
There's really no point.
I can't really say much. I mean, it's Pokemon. I still find myself addicted even now, even though I played like 60% of this before. I like picking Pokemon. I didn't pick in the other game, so that's cool. I mean, it's Pokemon. I mean, if you are addicted to Pokemon, you're gonna get this game. Christian's somehow gonna get it somehow randomly. He just is.
It'll just appear in my house. I don't know.
Yeah, so is Daniel. Even though his DS is broken. Oh, although you.
No, I'll need the left button.
You need the left button. It controls everything. So yeah, I mean, I can't really give up like an 18-minute review on this. I mean, it's. I told you the stuff it adds new. There's nothing broken about it. The everything that's added is it's good. I mean, the mirror, the Dark World adds a cool platforming effect that was in other Pokemon's. Cool graphics. You get a new legendary Pokemon in there. Much more replay value online if you really care. And you know what? Like.
Wow,
that's so funny.
I can't complain at all about this. I mean,
that's so funny.
I can't complain at all. So if I had to give a number score, I can't really. It's like I would give a Pokemon game a
pick a number. Damn it.
9 out of 10.
Very good.
But if you played Pearl or Diamond,
yes,
yay! Before
wrong.
If you played it before, it's a 7 or an 8, but you still gotta get it. I mean, if you've never played a Pokemon game before, and this is your first Pokemon game, I'm gonna slap you if you don't get it. So yeah.
He'll find you. He actually will. He'll know where you live.
Yeah, I'll somehow magically know. So, you know what? I get this game if you're a Pokemon fan. That's all I can say. If you have Pearl or Diamond, is that right? Yes? Sell it and get it. I mean, so yeah. So yeah, basically, this has a fanboy's recommended stamp. But what is a stamp or a badge?
Stamp.
Stamp. So, a round of applause to Pokemon. Of
approval.
Good job, Nintendo. Another well done Pokemon game. Alright, so.
Is that our new thing? Are we gonna have sound effects?
Yes, we are.
No.
I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
You're never sorry for anything.
Yes, I am. Shut up. This is what people think of you. And.
That you have an English mob in your room now?
Oh yeah, and what's this one?
A clock?
Shut up, Christian.
What?
Enough with the sound effect.
It was a clock,
okay,
right?
Yeah, it was a clock. Good job, Christian. You win $1 million. Wait, how much was the money this time?
$1 million, yay!
I'm sorry, I've been playing with this, though. I really like it. Okay, Daniel.
Okay, moving on.
Moving on. Daniel's Big Nose's pick, please. Daniel, Big Nose's pick, please.
What?
Big Nose's picks, please.
You only got... Yeah, I know. Calm down.
Big Nose's picks, please.
Okay, so...
Tomorrow we have all day.
Michael, shut up.
Even if I'm not there, he finds a way to annoy me.
Okay.
So, my recommended Little Big Planet levels...
Why is it called Big Nose?
We know that, Michael.
Oh, you're right.
Okay, first one is the portal concept by Tactical _ Gunner. And so, as you can all guess, probably guess, it's a portal level.
Cool.
That's pretty cool. You use the Paintinator, is that it? The gun in Little Big Planet?
Yeah, that's the gun.
The first shot you take is your exit portal, and the second one is your entrance portal. You can only shoot them on certain, like, areas, like a white surface. The portals are actually, like, spawn points, and that will kill you and then respawn you. It works pretty well, although the author said... it's kind of short. It's short because some glitches just made it not fun since it was too long. So he shortened it. It was fun. I liked it. If he can fix the glitches and make a whole full level, that'd be pretty awesome. Second level I recommend is for all you Star Wars fans.
Wait, anyone Star Wars fans here? No? Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Star Wars. Even
the glow stick fights. Go ahead.
Episode 4, A New Hope. between each of these is a comma, so Star Wars. Not comma. Sorry.
Period.
No, the two dots.
The colon.
That's a colon.
It's a colon, isn't it?
It's like when you the thing you use when you're listing stuff.
I think it's a colon.
Okay, it's the two dots for all you people, just in case.
This one.
Yeah, the thing that Michael just...
Oh, I can't see it.
Yeah, so, what is that? Is that a colon?
I think it's a colon.
It's like, wow, we're really...
It's the thing you use to list stuff.
Look how educated we are.
Okay, I'm educated, sure. You guys are morons.
Uh-oh, we gotta hurry this up. Earth Day's coming.
Great, now you have a deadline.
4, colon, A New Hope, colon, Chapter 1, colon, ... etc. Yeah, so it's pretty much... Christian, what are you doing?
It was an accident.
Oh, I'm sure it was. It's pretty much... doesn't quite follow the actual storyline of Star Wars. It's kind of different parts switched around and stuff. It's fun. Also, the last time I checked, he had Chapter 2 out. So that's fun. If you like Star Wars, recommend you try it. Not exactly sure why they haven't made Star Wars costumes for Little Big Planet. I think it would work. What do you guys think?
I think you're right. I don't know. I guess it's just kind of not... I don't know. It's kind of past tense.
I don't know. I don't think LucasArts is gonna do it. Why would I want to? I don't know. Maybe they had a lightsaber that will disintegrate the Jack Boys. I would like that.
Oh yes, and those levels are by Jewel Z Jewels.
What?
Jewel Z Jewels.
You're a terrible, terrible person.
I'm sorry.
Also by the same author is Tron. It's obviously a Tron-based level. It's pretty cool. Everything's crazy neon lights and stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah. Sick.
But that means you need the Metal Gear pack, don't you?
You don't need it. I think he used it, though.
Yeah, it means you need to play it.
No.
Is that how... I never actually... I need to ask that. Does it actually work like that?
No.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, you can also put on the neon suit for added effect. And the final one is Little Jurassic Big Park Planet by MJ Beezy.
So,
where do you keep finding these levels, Daniel?
I have my sources. So pretty much it's a Jurassic Park level. The dinosaurs have escaped from the cages, and you gotta turn the power back on, turn the electricity of the cages back on.
Oh, crap. My nightmare.
And so, yeah, electricity. Those are Big Nose's picks.
Okay, so that is Big Nose's picks. A round of applause for our Little Big Planet creators of the week. Sorry.
Why?
Okay, guys, that is the end of the show. Hope it gave you a good laugh. I had a good laugh for pressing all these cool buttons and sound effects. Obviously, we recommend Resident Evil 5 over Left 4 Dead for Zombie Shooting in the Face co-op. On Live will be hit or miss. That will be tell in the holiday season. That's another episode of Famous United. Anything else you guys want to add?
No?
You go, fuck, no, that'd be cruel. No, okay, so you can contact us.
Remember, people, don't play Kevin's level.
Oh yes, we almost
forgot. How would we almost forget
yes,
that?
Yes, do not play Beckon 00's level, it is terrible. Hey, Christian, you know he's working on a Gundam level?
Really?
Yeah.
So far he's, like, got up to the thigh of the leg of one leg.
What the hell is, it is a giant robot, so don't think if he's building a person.
But apparently there's also another Little Big Planet level of some guy who made a whole bunch of just, like, Gundams for the show. He has it on his hearted list. I have yet to check it out, so.
I'm going right now.
I might put that on my.
Okay, we gotta hurry this up. Okay, so you can contact us at fanboysunited@hotmail.com. We, usually post episodes on vgevo.com on the other non-network section. Other great podcasts there. Our website is www.fanboysunited.podomatic.com. We are looking for listener reviews for Halo Wars. We still...
It's not going to happen, Michael.
Yeah, no one's going to play it. So, yeah, thank you for listening again. Help you keep... We love comments, feedback, insults, compliments, whatever you want to give us. Compliments, yeah, free stuff.
Did we say that you need to reach us? We're at www.fanboysunited@hotmail.com.
Yeah, I did. First thing I said, actually.
Gosh, Christian.
Dumbass. Okay, guys, thank you for listening for episode. We will keep making these as long as we have listeners, and we currently have more than 50. So,
That's all we can count up to.
Yep, that's all we can count up to. Yeah, the rest we can't count that high. So, thank you for listening. Till next time.
Thank you, guys.
Peace out.